A number of Southeast leaders are upset about the governor's plan to scale back the Alaska-class ferry project. He made his announcement Tuesday in Ketchikan. Legislators and members of an advisory board say they should have been consulted first. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
You can tell a project's in trouble when its website gets pulled off the net. That's what happened to the Alaska-class ferry, which had a site including design elements, public comments, and other information. It's down because Governor Sean Parnell ordered an end to work on the 350-foot vessel and begin design of smaller, less expensive ferries. The announcement surprised Senator Dennis Egan, a Juneau Democrat who was among those pushing to fund the original project.
We're all upset that we weren't informed way early in this process about what they were going to do and different scenarios that they were trying to come up with. I mean, we didn't have a clue.
And it's not just the timing. Representative Beth Kurtula, another Juneau Democrat, says the new plan doesn't make sense.
This is a real change of direction, and frankly, I'm not on board, and I'm kind of talking to the other members of the Southeast delegation and doubt many of them, if any, are either.
The governor said change was needed because price estimates rose by up to 40%. Ferry officials had warned the approximately $120 million was not enough.
The new contemplated design is more of a streamlined, simple vessel.
Captain Mike Neusel is the State Transportation Department's Deputy Commissioner for Marine Operations. That means he runs the ferry system.
The cost savings will come in the simplicity of no crew quarters, smaller overall vessel, and less amenities in terms of what the vessel contains.
Other design elements, such as food service and quiet rooms for the sick and elderly, are also off the table. Some of those features were meant to allow the ship more flexibility so it could service more routes. Many of the state's vessels are old, and the Alaska-class ferry was part of the replacement plan. Kurtula worries changing direction will push back the construction date.
This really delays us, right? And that's maybe more than anything something that aggravates me. You know, we've been working hard, we were up and running, it was going on, and now here we are with a delay.
The governor called for building two smaller ships with the money appropriated for the one larger vessel. Both would operate in Lynn Canal, connecting Haines, Skagway, and Juneau. That's the same route as was planned for the larger ship. The chairman of Parnell's Marine Transportation Advisory Board says the announcement caught him by surprise, too. Robert Venables of Haines calls it, quote, a very disappointing and dramatic change of direction. He's traveling and couldn't be reached by phone, but via email, he said the last board meeting, about a month ago, included no hint of a redesign. One reason Parnell gave for the change is to make sure new ferries are built at the Ketchikan shipyard.
That was just wonderful to hear his recommitment to build the ferries here in the state.
Alaska Ship and Dry Docks' Doug Ward says about 170 people work at the facility. He expects other shipbuilding jobs, so any ferry construction delays won't affect the workforce.
It's a state-owned shipyard. These are state-owned vessels. These are Alaskans building the vessels. And that was one of the primary goals, to create new employment opportunities in year-round family wage careers, and to attract new investment.
Further discussion of the new plan will take place once the legislative session begins and the Ferry Advisory Board holds its next meeting. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.